www.thebrewingclub.com. The best weapon you can have in the Prohibition War is your mind. Fill your head with the knowledge you need by checking out this latest entry in the Russ Belville Show's Reformer's Reader.
Now I bring you a recorded interview with Kip Zonderkop, the author of Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies. We recorded this a while back and glad to replay it for you. All right, welcome back, everyone. Today for our Reformer's Reader segment, we are joined by Kip Zonderkop, who's joining us all the way from Germany via Skype. Kip, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
And the book that we're talking about today is, I love the title of this, Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies. Tell us a little bit about your book.
It's an organic gardening book, and within that itself is not unique, but when I was sort of getting into this about 3 or 4 years ago, I wanted to grow organically and did quite a bit of research. And I just felt that there was a gap in between what I saw people on internet discussion boards practicing and what was out there in the literature so far. And so what I think is the big difference is the permaculture bent to this style of gardening. And what you're trying to do is sort of mimic natural systems, even if it's inside of a tent. And a quick example of that is I had worms, earthworms, compost worms, in my soil, even with the plants growing in it. And, you know, they aerate the roots, and it makes it more like a natural system that would be out if I was gardening outside. And so I liked all these what I call sort of nature hacks, where you, instead of using a bottle, you use alfalfa meal or kelp, soak that for a while, put it on your plant, and, you know, things work out great.
You know, with this title, Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies, one of the things that stands out to me is we have a lot of books in the cannabis community on growing cannabis, but not a lot on veggies or the comparison between the two. What are some of the similarities and differences when it comes to setting up these gardens?
Sure. And I just mentioned another book by the Rev, True Living Organics, TLO. I think his techniques also are equally applicable to veggies, and he talks a little bit about that. I put that in there because I think most people, there's an emphasis on, you know, I need to do this, and it's very specific for cannabis. And I think if you look to more general practices, then you come out ahead. And you have more established practices as well. Obviously, cannabis does have specific things like lighting cycles that you don't have to mess with other plants. As far as gardening, it's interesting. I read a lot of general gardening books when I was writing this book. And what is the big difference, I think, is the complexity people go into to grow really good cannabis. Where veggies, they go through a more basic level of just putting some compost and then you're done. One thing that works great for both veggies and cannabis is adding minerals, rock dust, to your soil. And for the veggies and for the cannabis, it makes the plants less susceptible to bugs and things like this. But for the veggies, it makes them actually more nutritious. And they've shown our veggies and our general veggies that you buy at the grocery store have become less nutritious as we go along in time because the mineral content in soil has degraded. Wow. And so, you know, I think I just wanted that information out there to say, hey, grow pot, but grow veggies as well, and you'll get it nutritious, and also the plants will be healthier and happier. Differences, I would say, if you really want to just grow champion veggies, then you would follow almost everything in the book. What I try to explain as well in Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies is that you can simplify things, and so my soil mix can have 5 ingredients in it, or it can have 15. And, you know, if you're growing in the middle of California where there's lots of mites and you need everything, then you do the 15. But if it's just tomatoes, then you put in the first 5 and you're going to be way better off than if you just bought a commercial soil.
Okay. Now, Kip, another thing that's happening as more and more states are legalizing both recreational cannabis and medical uses of cannabis, people that may have never grown cannabis before are taking it up for the first time. If right. someone is already a skilled gardener with veggies, how much does this book help them transition the skills they already have in their veggie garden to becoming good cannabis growers?
I think even for people who grow cannabis, there might be a few things in there they haven't come across. And, you know, I think that alone is worth the admission price of, I think right now it's $4.99 on Amazon, and I do a combo of files for $6.99 on kickassorganics.com. And for the veggie grower, there's one chapter that's dedicated to cannabis, and it takes through a lot of the basics, but I think in a way that's just very informative, and you can get up to speed without trying to read three or four different sites and have contradictory information. They're even for the vegetable gardens, you know, they'll learn something that is called an enzyme tea. And it's a cool little technique where you get seed sprouts and you sprout them very early and then you blend them up. And these have all these enzymes that really feed all the microbes that are in your soil and the plants themselves. And, you know, for a bottle of enzymes, a gardening product is going to be $10, $20, $30. But then you can do this your own with seeds. I think that, in addition to the cannabis chapter, you know, they'll be ready to go. And I make it clear, too, that if you're wanting to go advanced techniques, especially with cannabis, because there's 100 different ways to grow it, I show you where you need to look as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. We're speaking with Kip Zonderkop. He's the author of Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies. You can find the ad on 420radio.org. Just click that link, and it'll take you right to the information. But, Kip, give people the other links if they need them, you know, Facebook or Amazon, or how they can get sure. a hold of your book.
Sure. I'm on Facebook, Kick-Ass Organics, just / after Facebook.com. My website as well is kickassorganics.com. And I'm on Twitter, also Kick-Ass Organics.
Oh, very well branded. Now, Kip, what is your background? How did you come to grow cannabis and veggies and the study that you put into this book?
It's something I'm American. I think you can hear that. and I grew up in America and just graduated in 2008. And it was a tough time for a new grad to get a job. And I ended up getting a job in Germany. Germany, where I live, very nice place, very beautiful place. But something that was always organically happened was I would find a connection or something, but it just never happened or very rarely happened. And so I was like, well, you know, I've always been curious, you know, let's try to do this. I'm not in the ideal place. I live just across the main criminal courthouse in my city. and what was also funny, it was one of this crime of the decades were going on while I was doing all this. And so there was police on my streets, and I live in a big apartment building, not a big apartment building, but six-story apartment building, which is also full of bureaucrats. And so there was always police on the street. And so I did my research, especially for keeping the odors down and all that stuff. So that sort of all came together. And I started, and I had a space in the garage at least where I could do this. And I was okay until the very end, about the last month, because I grew a sativa and those take longer. But I was ready for it to be done.
Wow.
For the, I guess, sort of the research, I just thought, well, you know, these guys, they have great information and they share it freely. And I would like to formalize it. And it's a lot of work to do this. But I think in the end, if more people are just aware of, for example, the bigger pots you grow in general, the bigger your plants grow, you know? I mean, these are just these little things that I would never have been aware of unless I was part of these boards. And that's what I like about the book. It's sort of a community book. Certainly my voice is in there, but some of these techniques were from these very clever gardeners who, you know, shared them freely. And now we get a better book because of it.
Yeah, fantastic. The book is Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies, and we're speaking with Kip Zonderkop, and Kip's talking to us from Germany via Skype, and that leads me to wonder about international editions. Is this published only in English? Is it in German? How can people get this?
Yes, it's currently only in English, and this is, at least from what I've been seeing from my internet traffic as well, the primary interest is in America. But yeah, if it starts going, I think Spanish makes sense. Apparently, Italy is looking into loosening their laws, and so. But for now, yeah, it's English. And one thing I hadn't mentioned up to now is obviously this book is for gardeners, but I think consumers could benefit from this book as well, because right now there's no standard for what is organic in the cannabis industry. And so I think once you read this, then you'll be able to ask the information of, like, you know, what do you use for pesticides? What do you put in your soils? And you would have a little bit more insight on, if you want to do it, that's great. But if you don't want to do it, I think then when you go up to the dispensary, you're armed with a little bit more knowledge in what you're buying.
That's a good point. Now, Kip, where you're at in Germany, is there any move to legalize medically, recreationally? Are you safe? How are things going in the future?
Yeah, well, it's sane. You know, the Constitutional Court had ruled that low, like 5 grams or less, is not a priority for the government. And so if you're in Berlin, you could absolutely smoke a joint out in public and you'll be fine. Where I'm at, that would not be fine. But even if, let's say, worst case scenario, my small grow of 3 or 4 plants, they got busted, the prosecutor would not bring charges generally. Generally, they only bring charges when it's a big thing. And so I would say also in general, even though I had all these police around me, in general, they are more professionally trained, and they're not looking to go, I'm going to go get someone today, you know? Mm-hmm. I never get that attitude with the German police. They usually are trying here to help you. And so it's a little tricky, but I sleep okay at night.
That's good to hear. Kip Zonderkop calling us from Germany. The book is Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies. Look him up on Kick-Ass Organics on all of the social media and online. And Kip, want to thank you for joining us here on the Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org.
It was a pleasure.
All right, let's get back. We'll be right back after these messages. All right, big thanks to Kip Zonderkop for the book Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies. Good interview. Check him out, Kick-Ass Organics, on the social media. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have a little discussion of the state of Colorado marijuana legalization. What's coming up? What are they fighting for? What are they worried about? How is medical and recreational working together, or are they? I'll tell you what I've heard so far, give you some of my perspective. Plus, we got Lively Libra here, Reefer Rob, and Wiz Calico. It's kind of a round table, except the table's square. Anyway, we got pizza coming. We got concentrates. It's a good time. We'll be back right after this.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the Marijuana Nation.